how old will we be in heaven?
Scripture does not specifically address the issue of apparent age. However, it does provide glorious insights concerning the state of our resurrected bodies. First, when God created Adam and Eve in Eden, He created them with apparent age and in the prime of life. Additionally, Jesus died and was resurrected at the prime of His physical development. Thus, we're justified in believing that whether we die in infancy, in our prime, or in old age, we're going to be resurrected physically mature and perfect as God originally intended. Furthermore, our DNA is programmed in such a way that at a particular point, we reach optimal development from a functional perspective. For the most part, it appears that we reach this stage somewhere in our 20s or 30s. Prior to that stage, the development of our bodies exceeds the devolution of our bodies. From this point on, however, the rate of breakdown exceeds the rate of buildup, which, of course, eventually leads to physical death. All of this is to say that if the blueprint for our glorified bodies is in the DNA, then it stands to reason that our bodies will be resurrected at the optimal stage of development determined by our DNA. Finally, one thing can be stated with certainty. In heaven, there will be no deformities. The body, which is now tarnished by humanity's fall into a life of constant sin terminated by death, will be utterly transformed. You will be the perfect you, and I will be the perfect me. Indeed, in heaven, there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. A passage to ponder. Isaiah 35:5-6. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert.